Manager's Log, Monday, April 27th, 2017. Over the weekend, I was in another discussion about the end of capitalism. We have a monthly call-in with people around the state. Interesting conversations, and come to think about it, what if it all does collapse, then what? Well, immediate question comes to mind is, what do you have to worry about? Obvious question is, what do we have to worry about then, I guess? How will things be different for us at the lower strata of society? You know, understanding that we had nothing to do in the building of America. No one asked us our opinions about how the economy, how life will be. They told us that our life was over. They told us flat out, you know, forget about these ceremonies, forget about your language, forget about all these things that you've been doing for thousands of years, and you're going to be doing it this way or not at all. So here we are. And come to find out, the game that they're playing, capitalism absorbing a massive amount of wealth, colonizing much land and people, is an experiment that is not working. What comes next? People will still be here. Land will still be here far longer than the people. Will we get our land back? Is one obvious question. No, I don't think so. So what do we do? What input will we have on the development of the next game? Maybe you don't think the next game will happen. Maybe not in our lifetime. Well, we didn't think this would happen either in our lifetime, and it did. Those who prepare for the change are those who help construct it. And if they do it in a holistic fashion, they make sure that they get agreement with far more people than a handful. Far more people than their closest friends and relatives. And they take in consideration far more than just the people and their wealth. Or they look at wealth in a completely different fashion. Thanks for listening.